Hello and welcome to Just News at 10 o'clock. I'm Pulastidhar. More than a third of English universities are at a risk of being seriously affected by cuts to higher education, and research suggests that the worst hit could face mergers or even closure. The study claims that among those at high medium risk is Sheffield Hallam University, which falls into the constituency of under fire Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg. Adam Hurd reports.
Higher education is facing cuts over the next few years, with teaching budgets expected to be cut by as much as 80%. The study looked at the risk factor for universities using four indicators: a university's reliance on public funding, the public funding an institution receives for non-priority subjects, the number of poorer students they admit, and reliance on fees from overseas students. The crucial vote is due to take place in the Commons.
Plans to keep Sheffield schools open during snowy weather have triggered different reactions from teachers. The National Union of Teachers, which is against the plans, said it's a bureaucratic exercise to press teachers to report to the nearest schools during bad weather. And head teacher of Springfield School, Bess Stephenson, thinks on the same lines.
It would be much more serious if a teacher injured themselves and was then off work for a long period because they were doing something that wasn't their job. So I think it's reasonable that people do the job they're paid to do, and teachers aren't paid to clear the roads.
It has emerged that if community building Sorby House will be sold, the government would insist on recovering the full amount back from the taxpayer. The property is only worth a quarter of the amount spent on it during regeneration, and the Sheffield City Council is the body responsible to pay for any shortfalls. Amy Nodge reports.
The project refurbished old DSS offices to high specification as a home for community groups whose rent would be subsidised by renting other parts of the building to private companies. But 2 years after opening, the building is only 48% occupied. It must have enough tenants by the end of March to operate independently as a trust. Even though Sorby House may only fetch a quarter of what it cost, the government is likely to insist on receiving the full £4.5 million.
Yorkshire Cancer Research is set to give more than £1.26 million of funding to researchers at the universities of Leeds and Sheffield next year. The funding will help analyse a range of different types of cancer through early stage research and clinical work. Professor Mark Muth, who heads the cancer department at the University of Sheffield, says that it is much more than an early Christmas present.
I would imagine that will be spread across a number of fields within, and that affect that researchers in Sheffield are involved in. Our own interest is in targeted therapies for cancer, but there's also, I think, opportunities that we might be able to invest in infrastructure that will affect research departments here in Sheffield as well.
The Sheffield Wednesday takeover saga continues as Milan Mandarich visits the city for discussions with board members. He faces competition from a supporters' club, who are also in the running to buy the Owls. But it seems that the fans want Mandarich as the new chairman.
So do you want the fans to take over, or do you want Milan Mandarich to take over?
A commercial company. I think they've got more money, haven't they?
Mandarich. He's got money. He's got 40 million in the bank. So that's all we need, innit?
Anybody that's got money. Fans haven't got enough money.
Mandarich has got a lot of experience in that, and he has done well with the club, so I think I'd rather have somebody like that take over.
Milan Mandarich. Well, because he would appear to have got the money, and not the fans.
And the weather. There might be light showers during the day, but the sun might take the gloom away by peeping in at regular intervals. Temperatures are expected to hit a high of 10 degrees and will go down to 4 degrees at nightfall. That's all for now. It's Just News at 3 minutes past 10.